It's Monday, August 19th, 2019. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by Atlas IED, innovative audio solutions for every business environment.
Today's Daily Download comes from ResiWeek 161. Matt Scott is joined by Rich Fregosa, Louis Frank, and Dennis Holzer talking about Best Buy's Total Tech Support Program. Rich Fregosa starts off talking about what integrators can do to compete against such a large business like Best Buy.
I think this goes into the whole need for differentiation, you know, and we've had a lot of talk with other people, and we've had shows about you know, the DIY and the do it with me movement and everybody else. And I think that Best Buy is you know, they're already selling the product. They're going to be selling on a price-based basis. They're still a brick-and-mortar location. They also sell a heck of a lot of those service plans. You know, you buy a camera, you get a 3-year service plan. I mean, they're definitely generating income in different ways when they get somebody in the store. And I don't know if it's a matter of if we should compete with that. I'm perfectly content with the product mix that they're getting that support for becomes a non-support issue. Because again, your support isn't rolling a truck, somebody sitting down and making sure that all of your connectors are set and your signal is good. And I mean, it is, support is a bit of a vague term in terms of what we offer in our industry, as opposed to what a retailer is providing. And so it's really no different than Dell offers support in some instances, or Cisco offers support in some instances. There's going to be a line to call in, and there will be somebody who is telecommuted to in an office who reads off the manual and double checks and says, okay, have you rebooted the unit, and takes you through the process. And for the end user, a lot of times that's actually, you know, a huge amount of just the work that they need done. They just need somebody who isn't sitting there afraid that they're going to break their TV or break their cell phone. Or, you know, we have that with end users all the time, is that there's a nervousness. There's this tech allergic reaction that occurs if something acts weird. So I think that Best Buy's approach in fact allows for an opportunity for a value-added sell from an integrator to be able to say, okay, great, that's the first level, which is, this is something kind of basic, but beyond that, they're going to tell you to bring it in store. So now here becomes the question, what value does that have for you, as opposed to we provide the service call out to you? So it's like anything else. I think it's a potential lead in to be able to differentiate yourself with your service programs. But to try to compete with it at that level, you can't, because what I think integrators view as the quality of service that they would provide their end user is not necessarily the same that what a retailer thinks that they're providing, you know, from a minimum threshold standpoint.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry. What are you listening to?
This is AV.
This is AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.